Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul at Grand Central Station this morning announced a new multi-billion dollar investment into the city's subways. Hochul says the state will pour $68 billion into the system over the next 5 years, not just for capital improvements, but to make subways safer.
Mark my words, I will do everything in my power to ensure that the people of this city and this state are safe, and I'll put the investments where they need to go. I'll make the changes in the law where necessary, because we won't stop until every single person has what they deserve, the right to be safe in their homes, in their communities, and in our subways.
The plan is expected to include 1,500 new subway cars, 500 buses, and work on a new Interborough Express subway line between Brooklyn and Queens. But Hochul also says the investments will go toward increased law enforcement presence, more protective barriers and more lighting, and expanding outreach services to get people with serious mental illness into compassionate care. The hunt is on for the suspect in a sexual assault on the number one train. Police say a 27-year-old man was on board an uptown train early last Saturday morning when a man came up, made sexual remarks, then forced him to perform a lewd act before making a run for it through the Christopher Street station. You can see a photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. If you know who he is or where he might be, you are asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. It looks like Monday's travel nightmare at Newark Airport weren't the only delays at the airport this week.
So it's not just a shortage of air traffic controllers creating some issues in Newark. One of three runways are now down for repair. So for Charles Emmons, his 90-minute flight back home to Jersey from Greensboro turned into an all-day ordeal where they had constant updates from the pilot.
We left late, and then all of a sudden we started circling. Pilot's like, listen, if we have to keep circling, we're going to run out of gas, so we're going to have to stop somewhere and get gas. Then he came on and he said, all right, we got cleared to land in Newark. We started heading towards Newark, and then we got called off from Newark again. And he's like, all right, we don't have enough fuel to do this, so we're going to Allentown.
After that hour of circling around Newark and getting off the plane in Pennsylvania, he finally made it back home last night. Now, as for the runway repairs, it's a lighting and paving project. The Port Authority says hopefully it'll be done by mid-June. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams won't be unveiling his budget proposal until next hour, but word is it will include plans to establish free after-school programs, $3.4 billion to support an NYPD workforce of about 34,000 officers, plus funding for city libraries, CUNY, and sanitation programs. The mayor is expected to provide details on all this and more starting at noon at his alma mater, Bayside High School in Queens. He's already calling it, quote, the best budget ever. 9/11 first responders are now facing cuts to the federal program that many of them have come to rely on for medical care. Staff cuts to the World Trade Center Health Program are preventing any new certifications for treatment. Dr. David Prezant is the director of the FDNY's World Trade Center Health Program. He says some first responders with new cancer diagnoses were told just this week that they were being denied treatment.
We were told by the federal government, World Trade Center Health Program, that we can no longer certify our members if they come down with new diagnoses.
There is a bipartisan effort on a bill that would help fund the program, but that bill is currently stalled in Congress. Former New York Yankee Mariano Rivera and his wife have been added as defendants in a civil lawsuit brought by a young girl and her mother, who say the girl was sexually abused by an older child at events organized by the Rivera's church in Westchester County. The lawsuit was filed in January and did not originally name Rivera and his wife. It named the Refuge of Hope Church, the church founded by the Riveras, and a limited liability company at the Rivera's former home address. But a lawyer for the girl says they filed an amendment to the lawsuit when they realized the Riveras were not connected to the LLC. The suit accuses them of failing to protect the girl. The Riveras have not been charged with any criminal wrongdoing, and their attorney has said any allegations that they knew about or failed to act on reports of child abuse are completely false. Dozens of accused gang members have now been arrested on Long Island.
The Suffolk County DA says this is major. 28 alleged members of two gangs, including the Nine Trey Bloods gang, have been arrested. DA Ray Tierney says the members terrorized residents with 19 shootings, multiple armed robberies, drug trafficking, and illegal gun possession. And you may remember a social media post that was shared again and again with a fight at the Smith Haven Mall, where a loaded handgun was dropped to the ground on Black Friday. Some of the charges have to do with that case also. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The man accused of killing an NYPD officer back in 1988 is going up for parole. David McClary has served 36 years of his life sentence for the murder of Officer Edward Byrne, who was just 22 years old when McClary shot him while he was sitting in his vehicle in Jamaica, Queens, back in February of 1988. Byrne had been guarding the home of a witness who was going to testify against drug dealers when he was shot and killed. Every year, a memorial is held at the spot in Queens where Byrne died.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.